The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
I have been allowed today behind the scenes of the vet hospital, which is always very exciting because normally you only see, the vet room and the waiting room, but I get to see behind the scenes. I'm here with Bob Partridge at the vet hospital. Hello.
Hi there, Beth. Actually, it's a little bit strange because what we do here is that we're always very, very proud to show all of our clients into the back end. Basically, we love showing our kit off, big boys' toys, and we love showing off the facilities that we're able to provide, you know, for our patients and the care that the nurses provide for them as well. So, yes, we encourage our clients to come in and actually have a good look around the back of the practice.
It's very exciting today because you have got a big piece of new kit. Tell me what this is that we're looking at.
Well, this wonderful donut, everything gets related to food, doesn't it? But this wonderful donut is our new CT scanner.
It's incredible. It looks very much like a human scanner. It's the same thing, I guess.
It is very much the same thing. Very, very similar technology. This one has been specifically designed for veterinary practice and in many ways specifically for my particular area of speciality, which is in veterinary dentistry. But we're able to use it for the rest of our, not just the head, but the rest of the patient as well.
Are there many of these around in the area?
Nope. These are pretty rare. They're extremely expensive bits of equipment, and there's only a few of us that are willing to invest in the care of our patients in order to provide this level of equipment.
So what would it be used for then? Give me a I don't know how common an example you can give.
Well, CT scans are basically very, very clever x-rays. So we're familiar, I think most of us are familiar with the idea of an x-ray, you know, that two-dimensional representation of a broken bone and things like this. And we just see it in one plane. The joy of a CT scanner is that it can take lots and lots and lots of those individual slices and then put them together to then give us a three-dimensional reconstruction if we need to. But we can look in detail from any different plane. So we can look from top to bottom, we can look from side to side, and we can look from the end, like taking lots and lots of slices of a salami, but we can cut the salami in different ways. And that detail of the image allows us to look deep inside the structures so we can get very, very fine detail as to where the broken bones are. We can actually see broken bones that we couldn't normally see. But also it allows us to look at lungs, to look at the liver, look at for problems inside that, and also in the spine for disc disease, perhaps.
So would this be flagging up things that otherwise would have just gone unnoticed and just might have caused a problem later on?
Yep, I mean, there are areas that we may be suspicious of a problem, but a CT scan actually allows us to visualise it and to see exactly what's going on. I mean, in my own area of speciality, the temporomandibular joint, the TMJ, is one that's incredibly difficult to get x-rays of and really, really problematic to make a diagnosis of a problem there.
Where is the TMJ?
The jaw joint. So it allows us to talk away, talking nonsense from a rate of knots as we're going along. So yeah, it's our jaw joint, and with our CT scan, we're able to see that and to diagnose it. And we've been finding things that, I didn't know existed. We've had a fracture of a little cat with a temporomandibular joint fracture that I've had no records of whatsoever in any of the literature. And it's only because of our CT scan that we've been able to diagnose that properly and therefore get correct treatment in place for this poor little pussycat.
So then what happens? It's been through the cat or dog or animal has been through the scanner. What do you then get to see afterwards?
The whole process of scanning is quite a detailed one. What we do is we start off by taking our sort of alignment images and getting things right to make sure that we've got our patient positioned exactly straight in line with the scanner.
So they're anaesthetised, I presume?
Absolutely.
But they tend to wiggle otherwise.
Yeah, they do. And if they wiggle, it then ruins the whole image. So we had to have them anaesthetised during the course of the scan. Once we've got the scan in place, it runs through, and we are then able to look at the individual slices and to see what the problems are and get to the alignment and make any adjustments that we need to. Having done that, sometimes it can be beneficial to create a three-dimensional image. So we're reconstructing the whole skeleton from those slices. So it allows us to have that internal image, you know, on our screen as well as actually be able to feel it in our patients.
Now, people won't be able to see this from the radio, but it is incredibly detailed. It's like, you know, you have animated children's films and things these days that are just so detailed. That is what this is like. There's a picture of a spine in front of us. I think, is this a dog? A dog spine in front?
Yep, this is a poor little dog who had some problems with his back. And using the CT scan, we were actually able to diagnose the problems and relate them down to some disc disease. And we can actually see the changes in the discs on our scans. And that allows us then to direct treatment and also to give us an idea of prognosis of the outlook, you know, for the patient as well.
Okay. Now, as you said earlier, Bob, there is only one of these in the area in Harrogate. So it's, and you don't know that you need to use it really until an accident or something happens. But if people want to talk to you or somebody at the vet hospital about it and about what you can offer, how do they get in touch and how does it work?
Easiest way to get in touch with us is through our website, www.vethospital.com, or then give us a call on 01 423 56 1414. But I think it's important that, yes, we don't know what we're missing. And I think it's only with the CT scan being available, it's opened up a whole new vista to us as veterinary surgeons in the practice. And we hope that by using it, it'll allow us to continue to lead the way in providing excellence in patient care for the pets in Harrogate.
Fantastic, Bob. Thank you very much for having a look at this incredible piece of kit. And I don't want to say best of luck to the next animal that's inside it, but I guess best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good to see you again.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.